Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William H. Kennedy. And, of course, we're going to be talking about, well, we're going to be talking about some very, very strange things. We're going to be talking about what really goes on in the world, things that you don't like to think about. You'd like to think that everything is just beautiful out there and everybody's good and everything's going to get better and we're just in a temporary bad time. And I will assure you that is not true. The America that you have known in the past is gone. And it will never return during your lifetime. The good financial times are gone. Oh, we may very well have an inflationary blow-off and they destroy the value of our currency. But certainly the America that I grew up with strong moral values and belief in God and the cooperative element that we had, love of country, love of family, those things are sort of a reflection of things past, a remembrance of things past. There really are evil and wicked people who are in positions of power throughout the world. There are a number of groups, among them the Bilderbergs, the Trilaterals, the Council on Foreign Relations. But this evening we're going to start talking about the Bilderbergs. This is a group predominantly made up of the people who ruled Europe. We have a number of people here in the United States who are permanent members of the Bilderberg Group, but we're going to let William Kennedy tell you about some of the things that you will never see mentioned in the American media, or at least not fully developed in the American media, because the American media is controlled by six major corporations, AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, German corporation, of course, Viacom, Disney, GE, and by Fox. And they control 90-95% of all the major outlets and largely determine exactly what the American people see, hear, and ultimately believe. William, you tell us the story about what you get out of what's going on in Europe.
Well, thank you for having me on, Dr. Stan. It's always an honor to be on Radio Liberty, who has, in my opinion, the most intelligent audience out there in radio land, and I'm on a lot of different radio programs. But just to give a quick breakdown, the Bilderberg Group was founded in 1954 by Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, and essentially is made up of about 120 to 140 of the world's political and economic leaders, as well as European royalty, and they constitute a secret government in the sense that these people meet every year. They met at the Bilderberg Hotel originally. That's where the name comes from. But they have different titles. They have a secretary general, and they operate a steering committee, and essentially they plan for the next year what will be the political and economic destiny of the human race. And they are elected in their various countries, like Barack Obama is a Bilderberg, but ultimately they owe their allegiance to the Bilderberg Group. Governor Perry of Texas, who's very big now, attended a Bilderberg meeting recently. What the big scandal now, the Bilderbergs have been tied into various ritual sex scandals for many years. The last big one was in 1996, the Marc Dutroux serial killer who was arrested by the Belgian police, and it turned out that he was kidnapping young boys and girls for the Bilderberg Group to be used in various ritual sex acts. Now, that didn't receive any coverage at all here in the United States. The big thing now is Silvio Berlusconi, who is the Prime Minister of Italy, is on trial now for having sex with a 17-year-old prostitute who goes under the name of Ruby the Heartbreaker. She was arrested in November of 2010 for stealing from one of her customers, and when the Milan police took her into custody, she made her phone call, and lo and behold, a couple of hours later, the Prime Minister of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi, who's also a Bilderberg member, called up and lied and claimed that she was the relative of an Egyptian politician and that to arrest her would cause an international incident. That was a lie. This woman is actually from Morocco. Now, they couldn't release Ruby. This is called Rubygate in Italy, like Watergate, because she was underage and she panicked and spilt the beans. She told the police in Milan that Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, was holding sex parties where he would have 20 women show up, and these were called bunga bunga sexual satanic parties, wherein they would have a ritual male, and the women would dress up in various costumes, kind of like in the Tom Cruise movie Eyes Wide Shut. And after the dinner, Berlusconi would get, you know, two or three of them, you know, whichever he felt like, and have intercourse, have sexual relations with them. Now, it's quite strange because when this story blew in the Italian and European newspapers...
How long ago was that, William? How long?
November of 2010.
All right, fine.
Not long ago, just, you know, under a year.
Right.
And this has received hardly any coverage in the United States. And what's strange is Silvio Berlusconi hasn't denied any of it. He has confirmed that these rituals take place. And I found out since the last time we talked that he's been closely watched by the police. He had another one of these bunga bunga rituals just a few months ago in August of 2011. They... you know, filmed 20 women sneaking into the back door of his villa in Italy. So not only does this man not deny it, he's still doing this. While Italy's economy is collapsing, he's performing these satanic rituals. It's also said that they originate, this particular satanic ritual has links to Gaddafi in Libya, who's in a lot of trouble right now. But this is a smoking gun of a Bilderberger who was engaged in satanic ritual sex acts, and it is...
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a moment as we bring all of our stations on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly William is telling us about the Berlusconi. Now, Berlusconi is a Bilderberg. We might also mention that, you know, it's a little strange. It was just 2 weeks ago that the governor... Perry announced he was the going to run for the presidency, and within 3 days he was the leading contender, and all we hear about now is Governor Perry, Rick Perry. Well, that's because he's been to not one, but a couple of Bilderberg meetings. He is obviously their choice. They run people on the Democratic ticket. They run people on the Republican ticket, and it really doesn't matter whether the Republican or the Democrat wins. Their candidate is always victorious. Well, anyway, apparently it was last November, less than a year ago, when Berlusconi was in the papers over in Europe, totally blocked out here in the United States, however, because our media is so tightly controlled. But apparently a prostitute, a 17-year-old Moroccan prostitute, was picked up for stealing, and when she, of course, was taken to prison in Italy, why, of course, she asked for a telephone call. She calls and a few minutes later, Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, calls and says that this girl is closely related to a prominent figure in Egypt and she should really be released. I mean, he's the Prime Minister. He tells the police to release her. Well, of course, the girl is Moroccan. The whole story is a lie. The police don't believe this. The girl tells the police that Cynthia, she's participated in a number of satanic rituals at Berlusconi's estate, where they'll ordinarily get as many as 20 women there. And, of course, they're all in bizarre costumes, and there's satanic rituals carried out. And this not only happened at that time, but it has happened subsequently. The police have identified this. This is all covered in Europe, in the European media, but because of the degree of control that exists in the United States, you're never going to hear about this sort of thing any more than you're ever going to hear the truth about John Bonet Ramsey, the little girl that was murdered brutally there in Colorado some years ago. There are all sorts of satanic organizations. Certainly David Berkovich, remember the son of Sam Keller? He was part of a satanic group known as the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, as was, of course, Charles Manson. He was closely affiliated with that group. But you're never going to be allowed to know what's really going on, that these satanic groups are here, that they're holding their sacrifices. Because, you see, there's a close relationship between the people who control the media and the people in many instances, not all. Fortunately, over in Italy, you've got some honest police officers, but they have infiltrated our organizations, our police organizations. When anybody talks about this sort of thing in the United States, immediately the FBI sends out a special agent who says there is no satanic force in America, there are no satanic rituals, this is all imaginary. Why would the FBI do that? Well, I think it should be very obvious that they're not there to necessarily protect what's going on. They're there to carry on the tradition of the FBI, which dates back to the time of J. Edgar Hoover, a lifelong homosexual who did everything he could to suppress information about the world satanic movement and its practice here in America. Go right ahead with him and tell the story.
Well, just to get back to Prime Minister Berlusconi, some other bizarre facts have come out about his connection to other secret societies. He was a member of the P2 Masonic Lodge, which there was a big scandal in 1981 where it was discovered that the Vatican, the Sicilian Mafia, and a rogue Masonic group called the Propaganda Due Masonic Lodge were laundering drug money, heroin and cocaine money, for South American contacts. Berlusconi turned up in a list of members of the P2 Freemasonic Lodge who were most likely involved with the murder of Pope John Paul I in the early 1980s. People remember John Paul II, but there was a Pope John Paul I before him who was about to expose this entire satanic cabal within the Catholic Church. He only lasted 30 days as Pope. He was clearly and distinctly murdered. He was a very good and honest man who was trying to reform the satanic influence that had infiltrated the Catholic Church that he had learned about. He didn't last very long, though. Berlusconi, it also turned out that his bodyguards at his villa are made members of the Sicilian Mafia, that is also a satanic organization in that their initiation ritual involves them a blood ritual where they cut their finger and drip their own blood onto the picture of a Catholic saint and light it on fire. And they say, as this card burns, so shall I burn for this organization. And Berlusconi is tied in with just every evil organization, which isn't surprising, because the more you look at the top of the pyramid of our political, economic, and even religious pyramid, the people up there are all in these organizations, are tied into them in some way. You really can't get in a position of high power. I should also say that Silvio Berlusconi is one of the richest men in the world. Forbes magazine estimates that he's worth $9 billion in U.S. dollars. He's a media mogul. So this man is tied in with every diabolical organization that's out there. And he's such an arrogant man that he doesn't even deny that these bunga bunga sex rituals took place, and he doesn't even hide the fact that he's continuing to have them. You know, just a few weeks ago, they caught him doing it again. He simply does not care. And what the sneaky devil is doing is he is going to the Italian parliament, which he more or less controls through bribes, and he's going to have them lower the age of consent to 16 in Italy. It's 18 now. And he will probably get off, because once they lower the charges, the court will be compelled to drop all the charges against him. Once they change that age, he'll automatically go free. So he will see no prison time, which is very, very sick. Another bizarre spinoff of this is this Ruby, the prostitute, claiming that the American actor George Clooney was at one of these rituals. Now, George Clooney has denied any wrongdoing in this. He's not a member of the Bilderberg group, but it became kind of suspicious because his current girlfriend, it was confirmed, was a former prostitute. Now, I'm not accusing George Clooney of any criminal wrongdoing of any kind, but this is just part of the story, and he's such a big figure as a star on television, then I'd be negligent not to mention it. And there again, I'm not saying that he's involved with Satanism or the Bilderbergers, but he was implicated in this case, and his girlfriend has a very checkered past. Now, he can date whoever he wants. I'm not, you know, he won't get in any legal trouble, but it certainly adds flavor to this very bizarre story.
Well, I think what's so interesting, of course, is it's totally blacked out here in the United States. This is the thing. I mean, people certainly think that we have freedom of the press here. We really do. And the freedom of the press means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress all the information you want to. And tragically, this is what takes place in America today. So go right ahead. I mean, George Clooney, is, at least as far as I can tell, has done some very good things as far as humanitarian aid in Africa. But, of course, sometimes when you, you know, you get to be very prominent, you get to have a lot of contact with some of these really corrupt people. And people really don't understand that many of the richest men in the world today have strong ties to the occult. Just as in generations past, people like J.P. Morgan. How was he able to amass so much in the way of money? He was deeply involved in the occult and astrology. Henry Ford, the great capitalist, but people have forgotten. He financed both the communists and Adolf Hitler. He was a theosophist. He was into spiritualism. And you go to his library back in Dearborn, Michigan today, and suddenly you can look there in his library. You'll find all the books by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and all the books on spiritualism and the secret destiny and all the occult books. That, of course, is how you really get ahead in the world today. I mean, of course, when you are suddenly in contact with this supernatural force from the dark side, you will be richly rewarded. This could be carryover to Andrew Carnegie, who was involved in spiritualism. Certain members of the Rockefellers that we know of, their family is people like Lawrence and Stephen Rockefeller and maybe many others, but we can document that part of it. Certainly, some of the richest men, in fact, one of the two richest men in America today, their foundation finances, of course, the new group of world servers, which is a front for the Lucius Trust. It used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House. And we have all the documentation, but you're never going to see this covered in Newsweek magazine or Time or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, and there's a very good reason why not. Well, go ahead, William, because this is the sort of thing that people have to understand, is that we're not getting the truth through regular channels, and these things really do go on in America. And whatever they do, and information comes out, immediately people are sent out from the FBI to say, oh, it doesn't occur. Why, Chris, we're from the FBI, and we would let you know if there was a problem. Or would they? Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I would really like to recommend a wonderful book that has come out called The Master Game, Unmasking the Secret Rulers of the World. by a friend of mine named Robert Boval. He co-wrote this with another man named Graham Hancock. And this outlines that this cabal has actually been around for centuries and perhaps even goes back to ancient times, to the Egyptians. The same satanic Luciferian cabal has always been there. In modern times, it has...
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, William.
Oh, in modern times, this satanic cabal has sprung up in the realm of masonry. Now, one thing I discovered in this book, The Master Game, Unmasking the Secret Rulers of the World by Robert Boval, is that one thing I never knew, George W. Bush, our president before Barack Obama, when he had his, when he took oath of office, he was using the Freemasonic Bible of the Grand Lodge of New York. Now, President Bush is not a Freemason, but he is involved in a Masonic spinoff group at Yale University called the Skull and Bone Society, which is clearly and distinctly a satanic secret society. And Bush was a Bilderberg member. He was a member of the Bohemian Grove. And just to show the interlocking link.
Don't forget Skull and Bones.
Oh, Skull and Bones?
George Bush. George Bush and his father were both Skull and Bones.
Sure. And they are Masonic affiliated. And just to forge a link with these organizations, George Bush, the second one, took his oath of office as President of the United States, as I said, on the official Bible of the Masonic Bible of the Grand Lodge of New York. I was unaware of that. It came out in this book, there again, by my friend Robert Boval. Now, I should say Robert Boval and Graham Hancock are not Christians, and I don't agree with everything they have in all of their books, but this particular book, The Master Game, is outstanding. Now, they have other beliefs in UFOs and things like that that I don't particularly agree with, but it doesn't come at all into the Master Game book in any way. And this is purely about this single secret society that has been around, as I said, for generations, centuries, and they are really controlling everything. And what they primarily do is they wage war in order to make profits to keep all of their funds in their own hands. It's very, very bizarre. Now, just to get off that book for a second, the three major mistakes the United States has made in its history, the first is slavery. That was a horrible evil which we're still suffering from. The second one was the legalization of abortion in 1973, a horrendous mistake that we're suffering the wrath of God for doing. And I believe the third greatest mistake is that we have tied our economy into that of communist China. We owe our financial souls to communist Chinese who have no love for us, who are ultimately out to destroy us from within. Now, what I discovered, very strangely, this was all orchestrated by a man named Tweed Roosevelt, who is a member of the Roosevelt family. His sister was the protocol chief in the White House under George W. Bush, and he is a member of the Bohemian Grove, which is out in California, another one of these secret societies who worship an owl. Now, Tweed Roosevelt ran basically the MBA programs at Harvard and Yale. And it is he who got Richard Nixon, who was also a Bohemian Grove member, to open up...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. William is simply talking about George W. Bush. And President Bush was a member of the Bohemian Grove, which is an occult group out in Santa Rosa. He was there on a regular basis. And here, why, of course, a lot of people are running around in the woods naked, and there are all sorts of bizarre sexual rituals there. And, of course, if you doubt that, we have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove where you'll actually hear an interview with a woman that was sent there as a sex slave, taken from her family when she was very young by this dark element within the CIA. This girl's name is Kathy O'Brien, incidentally, and we carry her book, Sydney, Access Denied. It's really the testimony that she gave before Congress. Immediately it was classified so that nobody could ever see it, but they actually had actually written it up, and of course, they could classify what she said before Congress, but the book is available through my ministry, as is her other book, and Mark Phillips, The Transformation of America, TRANCE, Formation of America. They're really our best sellers. I think we sell an awful lot of those all throughout the world. There's a section in there on Dick Cheney, who's getting such wonderful, wonderful press recently. He's just come out with a book, and he's being interviewed on all the television programs. But you will see a side of Dick Cheney from somebody who was very intimate with Dick Cheney. Her name is Kathy O'Brien. I know Kathy personally. I saw her shortly after she escaped from CIA bondage, and then I've seen, of course, she's developed as she's been able to regain her mental faculties, because, of course, when she was under their control, she couldn't even think properly. But she's been deprogrammed and already a lovely person and a good friend. But basically, that's the Bohemian Grove. George W. Bush is part of that. Of course, he was a member of the Luciferian Skull and Bones. And when you're starting to become a member of that, part of the ritual is you bow before a figure representing Lucifer. And you want to see that, the real pictures, not made up, but the real pictures. You go to William Kennedy's website, William H. Kennedy. Somebody had snuck into the, and at great risk to their own life, they actually filmed. They have a video, pictures of that. And then, of course, George W. Bush, part of the Bush family, my friend Tom Horn, when he went through the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. Now, we have certainly no evidence that either George W. or George Herbert Walker Bush are members of the Masonic Lodge. But there in the House of the Temple, there's a place where they have a special vote of thanks to people who've donated generously to the House of the Temple. And the Bush Family Foundation had donated $1 million to this Masonic organization. And when you understand the background of Masonry, not the average Mason, most Masons will never understand Masonry, because everything is concealed from them, as it's concealed from the American people. Of course, George W. Bush's father was not only worked with the dark side of the CIA, he certainly was a member of the Bilderbergs, a member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Bohemian Grove, member of Skull and Bones. So, you know, those who are involved like this certainly are intimately involved. If you want to get to be very powerful and very wealthy, while you go along with the agenda, if you want, of course, to end up suddenly being discriminated against and ridiculed or perhaps even killed, you fight them. But you have to do what's right, because they serve the wrong God. Go right ahead, William.
Well, just to quickly get back, the point I was making is that it is the Bohemian Grove who sold our economic souls to communist China via Tweed Roosevelt, a member of the famous Roosevelt family, and it is he who got Richard Nixon to open up China to trade with us. And it's really very, very bizarre, because a vice mayor of Shanghai told the American investor, Dean LeBaron, that by the year 2050, he wanted every Chinese household to have an American houseboy, essentially a slave. So The Roosevelt family has moved the brunt of their money into manufacturing in China, as have most of the people on the top of this economic pyramid. It's quite terrible. Al Gore, since he lost the presidency in 2000, he's made something like $100 million, primarily off of Chinese investments. So they have basically sold out the American people. They've pretty much destroyed our Constitution with the Patriot Act. The Constitution has been, and the Bill of Rights have been pretty much...
William, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We're going to a break here. But remember, of course, we are building up the best enemy money could buy in communist China, because eventually there'll be a war. William, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, what you said is very, very true. Communist China's ultimate plan is to enslave the American people, and they're off to a very, very good start with the collaborators in the Bohemian Grove out in California. And when you look at the occult links to the Bohemian Grove, it becomes more and more bizarre. Ronald Reagan was a member, and he got an astrologer via the Bohemian Grove. Merv Griffin, who used to be a talk show host and a game show creator many years ago in the United States, was a Bohemian Grove member, and he introduced Ronald Reagan to an astrologer, and Reagan basically ran his whole presidency based on the ramblings of an astrologer. And astrology goes way back with him. When he was governor, just before he was governor of California, he hosted a party in L.A. for his first astrologer. So the more you look at these people at the top of the economic pyramid, they are involved with these bizarre occult and satanic activities. Richard Nixon himself was a Bohemian Grove member, but he also counted on the advice of psychic Gene Dixon. He had his secretary contact her privately, and it is on tape, these tapes that Nixon had in the White House. He's discussing what Gene Dixon said they should do about the Middle East. He also said on these tapes that the Bohemian Grove was a homosexual organization, and I'm using very politically correct language compared to what Nixon referred to these people. And after Kissinger was told that the Bohemian Grove was a homosexual organization, he joined about a year later. So this is the kind of character of the people who run our country are. They're engaged in the deepest forms of occultism, the deepest forms of Satanism.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is William H. Kennedy. We're talking about the dark side of what's going on, but you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is a dark side to what's going on today. And, of course, we can deny it or we can face this and understand that there is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because nobody wants to talk about who the real enemy is. So right now, of course, before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website. We do carry your book, Satanic Crimes. We have a 4-tape set of my interviews with you on that subject. It's called Satanic Crimes. But how can they get to your website and get your material?
Well, it's quite simple, Dr. Stan. They just have to go to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. Or just Google William H. Kennedy and it will take you there. Now, over the past, say, 10 or 12 years, I've amassed a giant database of documentary films, ebooks, and audios on Satanism, which are offered free to the general population, because what we need is to educate ourselves in the nature of this cabal. And knowledge is our greatest ally. We must educate ourselves, and we must educate other people. Now, WilliamHKennedy.com is a great point of departure for people to get solid, verifiable information on the nature of this satanic cabal and occultism in general, and how it has saturated world civilization, and it is ultimately has a stranglehold on the human race. Now, at WilliamHKennedy.com, the vast majority of this information is free. And what I recommend to people, when you're passing this information on to other people, as I said, we want to educate as many people as possible, use a very soft gloves technique. We in the truth movement see how evil this cabal is, and sometimes we get a bit overly passionate or overly emotional. And the best way to win someone over is to get them to look at the information. And the best strategy you can use is very, as I said, soft gloves. Approach someone either through an email or a conversation and just say, hey, there's some wonderful information that's on RadioLiberty.com and WilliamHKennedy.com, and pick a specific book or DVD or free online movie and say, would you watch this film and give me your opinion? Would you listen to this interview with Dr. Stan and William H. Kennedy? And let me know what you think. And 9 out of 10 times, any reasonable person, when they actually sit down and review the information and verify the hard facts, you have an ally immediately. Now, we all have to deal with willfully ignorant people, you know, relatives, friends, coworkers. Don't worry too much about them. Just move on to level-headed people who may just be unaware because of the media blackout of all this in the United States of what's going on. And there again, you use a general approach. Ask them their opinion of these things. Say, why don't you check these facts about Silvio Berlusconi that Dr. Stan and William H. Kennedy have on this show? Check the facts and get back to me and let you know. That's how you win converts to the side of good. And as you say, Dr. Stan, you say it on your show, this is nothing less a battle for the destiny of Western Christian civilization. And one thing we all must do in the truth movement is to educate ourselves in what actually comprises Western Christian civilization. Because the school system from kindergarten and university is essentially socialist propaganda, or at least the humanities and social sciences. And if you go to WilliamHKennedy.com right now, I have a wonderful film up there called Then How Shall We Then Live by Dr. Francis Schaeffer, which is a 10-part series on the history of Western Christian civilization. And it's an excellent, excellent way just to bone up or do a little prep for ourselves. And as I say, we all need improvement in understanding our own history. We've gotten more or less propaganda since kindergarten. And Dr. Schaeffer has a wonderful presentation of the effects of what these organizations do. Now, he died in 1984, so he was pretty much unaware of the satanic cabal of politicians and economic leaders. You can't fault him for that, because there wasn't very much information. Back in those days, there were a few things like the John Birch Society, but they weren't very penetrating. There wasn't any internet. But I strongly urge people to watch this video at WilliamHKennedy.com by Francis Schaeffer. It's free. You can, you know, watch it 15 minutes a day if you're tight on time, but just start to educate yourself on what we're preserving.
And I think it's really one of the great DVD presentations. I remember watching this back in the early 1980s. How Then Shall We Live by Francis Schaeffer. And one of these and the great experiences of my time was hearing Francis Schaeffer when he came to Santa Cruz. And, of course, he was dying at that time. He was making one final sweep around the country just to say goodbye to everyone and simply hearing him speak. And then as he left the stage, he looked back and he waved at all of us. But certainly his thoughts are so well expressed in this video presentation, How Then Shall We Live? It gives you the background of Christian civilization and how it has been systematically destroyed. He did not, I'm sure, understand the Bilderbergs, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, the Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bone Society, the Theosophists, the Rosicrucians, the part that the Masons have played. He was certainly unaware of much of this, although he certainly was well aware of the supernatural forces aligned against Christianity. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, if, of course, you'd like to give us a call. But there certainly is this sort of thing goes on all the time. And everything is done to cover up the satanic crimes that take place in America. I mean, you have to ask yourself, who in their right mind would send, you know, millions of young Americans to fight and bleed and suffer and die in a war in Vietnam, when, of course, somebody had to finance the North Vietnamese. The communists didn't have sufficient money. They were on the verge of bankruptcy. They always were, because communism doesn't work. So basically, of course, the United States was funneling money and supplies and technology and equipment to the Russians, who were then funneling supplies and funding to the North Vietnamese, who were then funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. I mean, if you didn't have an enemy, how could you have a war? We're doing the same thing today as far as the developing the Muslim Brotherhood over there in the Near East, the Middle East, in preparation for some sort of a conflict with the Muslim world. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I do know that certainly our intelligence agencies, I do know that the Bank of England has been funding the terrorists in North Africa. And if you doubt that, you need, of course, to get the story of Lord James. And if you haven't looked it up on the Internet, find out if it's really true, just go to your search engine and type in Lord James of the Belfast Telegraph Fund Terrorism. And it's a fascinating article. Is Lord James on the 1st of November announced that he was before Parliament. We have actually the minutes of Parliament. Lord James announced that he was funneling money to terrorists, both the Irish terrorists, you know, they're the ones who are attacking Great Britain all the time, but if you don't have terrorists attacking Great Britain, how are you going to rally the people behind the government to protect you from the wicked Irish terrorists? And then he talked about how he was funneling money to the terrorists in North Africa. Remember, this is the 1st of November of last year, but he says, you know, we really can't talk too much about that. It's sensitive and it's an ongoing program. Well, of course, that was before they had the revolt in Tunisia, and then they had the revolt in Egypt, and then they had the revolt in Libya and in Syria, because it already had the revolt in overthrowing the government in Turkey and Lebanon. And of course, that whole area is a seething cauldron, and of course, it is going to be transformed, I believe, into a unified enemy. The best enemy money could buy. Let's go, of course, we have John here calling us from Spokane, Washington. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've got a question for William.
Go right ahead.
You had made mention earlier about how these occult forces go way back in time, even in ancient times. Can you tell us a little bit about their influence during the time of the forming Christian church and the influence of the early days of the Christian church, that type of thing, in terms of perhaps trying to steer it in a certain direction or you know, any of that, to infiltration, any of that type of stuff. And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, very good question. Do you have any thoughts on that at all, William?
I certainly do, Dr. Stan. When Christianity began to get a lot of traction in the post-apostolic age, the apostles themselves weren't really that big on getting a lot of followers. They were just getting the wheels in motion. As soon as it started to become a threat or a power or something of significance, it certainly was. You have a whole variety of heresies that popped up right away, like the Gnostic heresy, which is still with us. And what's interesting about Jesus of Nazareth, he's the only person in the history of the human race. People didn't ask who was Jesus, they asked what was Jesus. And that's a very different question. They never asked that about the Buddha. They never asked that about Muhammad. So this cult, this evil satanic cult, tried to reinterpret the meaning of what Jesus of Nazareth was, and they tried to basically make him a ghost, a spooky ghost, as opposed to being fully God and fully man, which is the from the Nicene Creed, which came a few centuries later. So that's a very good question, and if you go to WilliamHKennedy.com to the occult history section, I have a whole wonderful page on Christian heresies in the early times of the church, which talk about all of these sorts of things. Now, there was a very harsh reaction against Jesus, of course, by the Jewish rabbis of the day who saw him as a threat. And they tried to claim that Jesus was actually fathered illegitimate children and all these things. So you get a big variety to the question, what was Jesus? And we're limited in time here. But again, if you go to WilliamHKennedy.com, the occult history section, go to the heresy section, and I'll give you tons of information on the early formation of Christianity and how this satanic cabal tried to infiltrate and destroyed it. They ultimately succeeded in a sense. I wrote a book called Lucifer's Lodge. The Roman Catholic Church has been infiltrated by these satanic Gnostics, and a lot of them use a Gnostic kind of wedge in there. You see that in Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code. But it's definitely there from the beginning, and that was an excellent question, which can be answered more at WilliamHKennedy.com in the occult history section.
And I think it's so vitally important. People understand the Gnostic influence and basically what was Gnosticism, and that's a treatise unto itself. But it's something you should read up about Gnosticism, what they believe, because this became the basis. Certainly it was, some of this came from the mystery religions of antiquity. It was codified 600 years before Christ was born, in the Kabbalah, during the Jewish captivity there in Babylon, and these ideas came to the mystery religions, and then of course they were certainly picked up by the Zoroastrians, and then of course they were codified again by the Gnostics in the first and second century. But this became the foundation of the philosophy of the Knights Templar. And they were the central bankers of Europe in the 1100s, 1200s. And, of course, have you ever wondered why Friday the 13th is supposed to be an unlucky day? Well, that was the day that Jacques de Molay, the head of the Knights Templar, was Friday the 13th of October, 1307, when, of course, Jacques de Molay was arrested because of his Luciferian activities and eventually burned at the stake. Then the Templars, of course, dispersed throughout the world, and, of course, many of them went to Switzerland and became the beginning of Swiss banking. In fact, these occult forces are present in banking and banking ever since, and certainly today they're there as well. This is not something that's been around for 100 or 200 years. It's been around for thousands of years. And the exciting thing is we're living at a time when all of this is coming to a head, to its culmination. Many people have tried to unite the world. But, of course, we're closer to that than at any time before in history. Let's go to Eric, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Eric. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Well, Flint, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Eric from Flint, Michigan, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Reportedly, Jesuits have had a rather clandestine role in many of the murder assassination scenarios. I read in a book, The Secret Terrorist, by Bill Hughes, that the Washington Post reported that John Kennedy went to Texas in 1960 to assure the Protestant preachers there that he had no intention of obeying the Pope. And so I'm just curious if
okay, well, let's ask William H. Kennedy, because William is actually a Catholic. So what is this Eric's asking? What about the Jesuits? I mean, there are lots of books out there. We have several books in my library that say that the Jesuits are behind everything going on today and that they're the ones who are assassinating people and they're the ones really responsible for this whole world conspiracy. How do you address that?
Well, the best thing I could say is my old friend, Father Malachi Martin, who was a Jesuit, wrote a book called The Jesuits. And that will give you an outline of how the Jesuits have pretty much been troublemakers in the Roman Catholic Church since their founding. They were actually banned for many years. One of the popes shut them down. I do not like the Jesuits. I respect them. Some of them are great intellectual scholars. But they stick their sneaky hands into politics, right, left, and center.
We're going to have to break up there, Eric. The thing is that there are many organizations involved in what's going on. One of them is the Jesuits, certainly, but they are not the organization. They're simply part of this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Thank you.
Well, William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I just strongly urge everyone, go to WilliamHKennedy.com, and it's well worth your time just for the vast amount of free information I have there. I have literally thousands of free, primarily documentary films on a lot of the subjects we've covered tonight, and you can get a lot more details from these documentary films that I could give you here. Again, I have to urge people, especially younger people. I'm 47, but younger people who are out there and listening, you must take charge of your own education and you must take charge of your own minds. You've pretty much been essentially brainwashed, as we all have to a certain extent, by this socialist satanic cabal that's out there. But you can liberate yourself from it through knowledge, through information, through dialogue, through the internet, through radio programs like this. But go to WilliamHKennedy.com, and if nothing else, take a look at that Francis Schaeffer documentary, How Then Shall We Live? I also put up a documentary about Francis Schaeffer's life. Now, people are surprised because I'm a Catholic and he's a Protestant. Well, I learned a great deal from Francis Schaeffer, and I appreciate the criticisms he has of my church. But go there and take a look at that documentary. It's well worth your time. It's as good as anything on the History Channel, better in many ways, or the Discovery Channel. And I've worked for those stations in different capacities. But start educating yourself. Go to WilliamHKennedy.com and watch the Francis Schaeffer video. I'd like to thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure. Radio Liberty listeners are the most intellectual listening audience I know of, and I've been on hundreds of shows besides this, you know, on every kind of show you can imagine on radio and television. But Radio Liberty listeners have the intellectual edge. And I thank you again for having me as a regular guest on your show, Dr. Smith.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, and certainly we do everything we can to educate people. Those who want to get educated are getting educated, and that's the exciting thing about what we do. We have the opportunity to share views with people. And since we pay for the time, why, we can say pretty much we want to. And fortunately, there are stations out there that agree with our message and are willing to allow us to broadcast. And so we do have at least one small voice, and there's a number of other voices. We're not the only one, but I think that we probably understand the spiritual component of what's going on better than most. Good night, and God bless you, William.
Good night. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the conversation with William. Let me suggest his website, williamhkennedy.com. You'll get a great deal of good information there, and William's coming from a Catholic point of view. I'm coming from a Protestant point of view. We worship the same God, and certainly we both recognize that there are problems. I recognize there are problems in both the Catholic and the Protestant Church, and he does as well. But he is certainly recommending you go to his website and watch Francis Schaeffer, How Then Shall We Live? And I would like to echo that for you. It is a vitally important, uplifting experience, and sometimes when you deal with all the dark things that I deal with, why, you need to be uplifted at times. I do, of course, carry Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs. They're available to my ministry. His DVDs, a 10-DVD set on the Judge Creation, a 10-DVD set on the Fearful Creation, a 10-DVD set on the Final Countdown, usually parts one and part two. You need to get this sort of information. We recommend this. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we always look forward to having Pastor Billy Crone as a guest. He'll be our guest on this program next week. So we hope that you'll be listening and that you will listen on a regular basis. Now, to put things together, why, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I think does this as well as anything you're going to find. Some people criticize the book because it's so short, and it is designed to be short. It's designed as the primer to bring you in understanding what's going on. We carry another book called The Hope of the Wicked by our good friend Ted Flynn. The Hope of the Wicked by Ted Flynn. He does an excellent job, much more detailed than my book. If you want to get into something which will take you into one of the most important and significant secret societies, Professor Quigley's 1,342-page book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, his book, The Anglo-American Establishment, the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. All of these are important, that they will help you to understand what's going on. All of these I've mentioned are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll want to get two four-tape sets. You can get certainly one of the, actually there are four CD sets on the Illuminati by Dr. Dennis Cuddy. One of the finest presentations I've ever heard, and certainly I've heard a lot of presentations and discussion of the Illuminati, but Dr. Cuddy does the best job on this subject that I know of. That's the DVD four-tape set, I should say the CD four-tape set, or four-CD set, on the Illuminati Part 1, the Illuminati Part 2. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get the other material we have. I think one of the more interesting CD sets we have is The Return of the Giants, my interviews with Barry Shamish. You'll never look at the world quite through the same eyes again. And then, of course, if you want to hear the long-range plan of these people, it's a four-CD set called The New Order of the Barbarians. As the plan for the destruction of Western civilization was laid out in 1969 by a member of a group that was called The Order. The Order. Now, of course, information was put forward by a Dr. Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and of course Dr. Dunnigan heard the lecture, took notes on it, and presents information That's the New Order of the Barbarians, but this and so much else is available from Radio Liberty. If you want to know how they're influenced by the weather, you need to get our CD, tapes, and books on weather modification. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And we do, of course, hope that many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day.